The so-called ISIS brides have caused a political storm in Australia.
If there have been any breaches of Australian law, they will face the full force of the law.
Over a dozen women and children landed in Australia from a Syrian refugee camp at the start of May, and three were arrested on their return. A few weeks later, another group left the camp. So who are the ISIS brides, and what's at stake with their arrival home? Well, these women are linked to Fighters for Islamic State, also known as ISIS or IS. A decade ago, the terrorist organization was violently controlling regions of Syria and Iraq. Its recruitment drive attracted some men from Australia, and the ISIS brides are the partners who followed them or married men in Syria who became IS fighters, with some saying they were manipulated into going. It's alleged many of the women committed serious crimes alongside their husbands, including slave trading. When ISIS collapsed in 2019, many of its fighters were killed or imprisoned, and thousands of people linked to the group wound up detained in camps run by Kurdish-led forces, including these Australian women and their children, some of which were born there. Since 2019, at least 70 foreign fighters, women and children have returned from Syria, but successive Australian governments have been more and more reluctant to repatriate the last remaining women and children, citing national security concerns. The arrival of the latest cohort earlier this month, 4 women and 9 children, caused a political storm, with the opposition accusing the government of failing to keep the Australian community safe and demanding they block the group from arriving. The PM and Immigration Minister, Tony Burke, repeatedly expressed their contempt for the women returning.
They made an appalling, disgraceful decision.
But Mr. Burke effectively conceded that the government had to let them in, given it has a legal obligation to allow citizens to return. Upon their arrival, the Australian Federal Police arrested and charged some of the women with terrorism-related charges, including crimes against humanity. So some might be wondering, do any of these women or children pose a risk to people in Australia? Peter Lowe is a former director of Countering Violent Extremism in the New South Wales Department of Justice. She says the women's crimes should be punished, but the group's successful integration into Australia reduces any risk.
These children had no choice. They have no agency in where they ended up. Some of them were born in these camps. One of the things that we do know about successful reintegrations, both here and in other countries, is that the more we get the focus on safety and well-being, the safer all of the community is.
Legal experts insist there's no legal power to block these women from making the trip home, given they are Australian citizens.